we now have our fourth and final live interview of this news afternoon during All Things Considered for you. On the line right now, we've got Lynn Frieda from Matthew J. Frieda Real Estate in Calicoon. Lynn, how are you doing?
Hi, how you doing, Jason? I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. I imagine you're busy right now?
Oh, my gosh. The floodgates have opened.
We tried to talk to you yesterday on air because it was Phase 3 Tuesday, but you were too busy showing houses. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've had a backlog of everyone who wanted to see houses in person during this time. And, you know, it started, you know, back in March, middle of March, the governor said, you know, when he declared we had to, nobody could do much unless you were essential. And we were not considered essential. And it was okay. Although it tried to tell that to someone who was selling their house and then trying to buy a house, you know, and they could not get into another property to look at it, you know, so that it became an emergency for some people. But we found creative ways around it. We use our new, you know, technology like Zoom calls and FaceTiming. You know, we could show things virtually. It got to a point where we could show things virtually. So we did that.
And how was that?
Well, I got to tell you, it worked. I tell you, my brother Joe, he sold close to $1 million house. It's like, I think it was $940,000 up in Calicoon Center. And he sold that just by doing on Zoom and FaceTiming it. The buyer never got into the house until he closed. So, you know, loves it. But, you had to work around it creatively. But I got to tell you, real estate is very kind of touchy-feely. You know, you get into a house and you want to rub your hand on that granite. You want to open up those drawers. You want to walk on the floor and hear that squeak, you know. So we did virtual tours and things for people with the owner's permission, if that was okay. But people still wanted more. Every time you'd send them a virtual tour or FaceTime them in a house, they I got to tell you, you can do it that way, but it's not ideal, you know, if they're going to be buying it. They want to know everything. They want to smell the house, too,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Want to sometimes taste that water, but if you just can't do all that if you're doing it virtually.
As we're talking, I'm realizing that, and this is a disclaimer for the listener who may have been with us for a good chunk of the afternoon, but I think I've probably said phase three a few times.
Phase two.
We are in phase two now. I think part of the reason why I get confused on this is a couple weeks ago we talked to a hair salon, somebody who does hair, who said that they would be reopening when it's phase three, but they were mistaken.
Right.
It's actually phase two, and now they're open. So anyway, yesterday was phase two Tuesday. There's people have been coming up here since before there were even railroads to come up here. People have been coming up here to get away. But there are certain times, it seems to me anyway, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's certain times when more people come at once looking for a second home or even a primary home. And
yes.
I feel like 18, 19 years ago, we saw a wave of that, not in no small part due to the September 11th attacks. There was a
wave. You're
absolutely
right. That was the first boom. And
are we seeing something like that now?
Absolutely. And I think even more, because people want a safe haven. They wanted a safe haven also after 9/11, you know, especially the, you know, first responders wanted to get their families. And, you know, they started moving into the suburbs. It started, you know, Westchester, Rockland, and then they got sold out. Then they went to Orange County. That got sold out. Then they moved into Sullivan County and went west. And east, you know, from there. But they wanted to get out. And so we're just 2 hours, you know, from New York. So that's a very doable situation. You can even commute into New York every day if you wanted to, like many people do here. I won't say many, but I know several people who do commute into the city every single day when they could work. Now it's more like people just want to get away. They want to make sure that they have a place that they can work from remotely. And as we've seen with the pandemic, people can work remotely. The offices are becoming, in many cases, you know, superfluous. They don't need to go into the office. So almost every single person who's calling is from New York City or the suburbs. They want to be up here. They want to have a place to get to and to stay. And in many cases, they may want to live here full time if they have good internet, if they have good service and, you know, good uploads and good download times, you know, which is a problem, of course, in our area. So that's one of the first questions they ask. about the internet, and can they work from home? Nobody's going to want to be schlepping over to a library, you know, when they have a lot of work to do. They want to work at home.
Right.
So that's something that we are getting. But I got to tell you, we have all kept, you know, logs of people who've called and emailed and we've been chatting with to, you know, get them in line to see those places that come available. And we are, you know, kind of like in a little housing shortage here. We need inventory. So now a lot of people don't want to move. They realize that this is a place that they want to stay. Maybe they don't want to move because now they do have that place, whether they want to stay here themselves or whether they want to rent it out, because you probably know people who are renting out their places. They're making good money at that, you know, paying their taxes, paying their mortgages, and making some money on their house. So they, what if they had a second home or however they want to do that? And many people who had Airbnbs are now renting it full time and they're making money. So we're looking for people that want to list their homes, and every other agency is in the same boat, because anytime anything goes on the market, we've got a feeding frenzy. We have buyers lined up. We have, you know, we're now in bidding wars, and we are at a real seller's market now. No more real bargains to be had.
Are you saying that even as you've seen an uptick in interest in people buying, and especially coming up from the urban areas to the southeast, at the same time, you've seen a drop in listing? Have there been people that are actually taking some of their houses off because now they're like, no, I like it here?
Well, we've had, for a couple of reasons, we've had people take their homes off the market due to COVID-19. They don't want to have their house shown during the sickness. You know, they're afraid that if they have someone that they don't know come in their house, they don't know. So we are now, we're required to have forms signed. We certainly have to show with all kinds of precautions. We're just not out there, you know, running through houses. We've got to have, we used to have walk-in business. Now we can't really do that anymore. Our office is locked and closed. We can't have people walking in. We have to notify, you know, owners ahead of time, sellers ahead of time. They've got to have these COVID form signs that are, you know, put out there by the state, and it's stating that the seller is in good health and doesn't have any, you know, signs of COVID, and that the buyer has to sign as well that they have not tested positive and that they don't have a fever and, you know, these kind of things. So we've got to wear our masks, in many cases gloves. Foot coverings are, like booties, are suggested if we can do that. And it's even more strict in Pennsylvania, which is, you know, just across the river, and we do Pennsylvania and New York real estate. So it, the same type of thing. You have to have these forms signed before you can go to a house. So that's what I'm saying, the walk-in business that, yeah, we used to say, oh, sure, we'll go show you that house. You know, it's right across the river. We'll go show you that house. It's right up, you know, from Calicoon. It's right up in Hankins. Can't do that now. We have got to get all these forms signed ahead of time and make sure people are in good health. And you know, it's kind of a screening type situation that we're doing as real estate agents.
All right. Well, Lynn Frieda, we're going to have to go right now, but we want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
A wildfire erupted last night in Los Angeles, lighting up hills still scarred by another blaze just